Electric scooters have taken cities across the country by surprise. In some places, they've led to conflict. In San Diego, they've led to a federal lawsuit filed by people with disabilities. From member station KPBS, Andrew Bowen reports.
Alex Montoya is taking me on a tour of his neighborhood in downtown San Diego.
So we're going to hang a left here.
Montoya was born missing his right leg and both his arms. He gets by fine with prosthetics and says he chose to live downtown because it's easier to get around without a car.
But really, ever since the scooters have taken over, I have to really kind of take extra time because you never know, literally in a nanosecond, who might come tearing down the street.
Or more often, he says, tearing down the sidewalk. Montoya is one of the plaintiffs in a lawsuit against San Diego and dockless scooter rental companies Bird, Lime, and Razor. The lawsuit claims both the city and the companies have failed to prevent scooter users from riding or parking on sidewalks. It claims that failure violates the plaintiffs' rights under the Americans with Disabilities Act.
It's really such a scary endeavor because, you know, because of my prosthetic leg, I can't get out of the way as quickly. Like, my reaction time is slower.
It's illegal in California to ride a motorized scooter on the sidewalk, and it's illegal to park them in spots that block pedestrians or people in wheelchairs, including on curb ramps. But those laws are not well enforced.
So it's up to the city to make sure that scooters are not in conflict with pedestrians.
Sophie Wolfram works at the nonprofit Climate Action Campaign.
It's also up to the city to make sure that scooter riders have a safe place to ride.
She says scooters could play a big role in shifting mobility away from cars, the biggest source of greenhouse gas emissions in California, and the cause of 100 deaths per day across the country, according to the U.S. Department of Transportation. The best way to stop people from riding scooters on sidewalks, Wolfram says, is to give them a safe lane to ride in.
It's not fair to ask people to risk their necks every time they want to make a trip on a scooter by riding in traffic.
It's been about a year since scooters started appearing in San Diego and cities across the country. You unlock the devices with a smartphone app. A 10-minute ride costs about $2.50. Most users travel 1 to 3 miles. This is micromobility, using small devices like scooters to go short distances. One of the leading companies in micromobility is Lime. Spokesperson Katie Stevens says her company has invested millions in a safety education campaign, given out hundreds of thousands of helmets to riders, and is hosting a safety summit.
We are convening industry-wide leaders, both in the disability community. Those are really focused on making sure that these micromobility models thrive in a very safe environment.
The San Diego City Attorney's Office declined to comment, saying it would respond through the courts. But San Diego's mayor and city council are working on new scooter regulations that try to address some of the claims in the federal disability rights lawsuit. Plaintiff Alex Montoya says he hopes those actions actually make a difference, but enforcement will be key.
I think if they are here to stay, they need to be regulated in a way that's safe for everyone so that we can all peacefully coexist and safely coexist.
The lawsuit could take years to be resolved in court. In the meantime, Lime says it's working on a technical fix, so someday scooters can be shut down automatically when they're ridden on sidewalks. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Bowen in San Diego.